So, yes, you'd borrow a plating tub. Do you count a plating tub as?
No.
Or rather a big pig. I will do. Pig. The pig's skin has bristles, and that has been got rid of. And the pig was put in this rather big tub with boiling water and scrubbed, and see how those bristles were scrubbed off. But a washing tub would be, what, 3 feet across? Well, a plating tub would be 6 feet across or so. And if you could get up, and there's a fine mill dam of wood hands, and could borrow a plating tub, you would play at boats and floating in the
That would have been good.
But, yes.
Would that be scalding water you would have used?
Aye, hot
To
water. And there were pots, big pots, not so big pots, but it's always difficult either. Water would be heated on the fire, and
And not just carrying all that water up and eating it.
Oh, yes, I'd like to see you get party pots with 3 feet across those. But, anyway, it was took a bit of management, every pot available with boiling water and the fire more or less ready.
And then just cutting it up and brining or whatever it is and things like that. You would have cut it up and maybe brined some of it and.
It was salted, and sometimes just put in brine, and sometimes it was just salt rubbed into it. I've rubbed salt into pork, and then hung up in the kitchen to dry. Pieces cut off as necessary.
I remember my grandfather doing the bacon, and I don't know what he rubbed in, but it'd been something like molasses maybe or something, and things like that. Rubbed it every so
I've heard of
often.
that, but with double molasses in my experience, I believe sometimes saltpeter was used, but I think it was actually plain salt. But in the,
Mum using saltpeter.
Did you have cow's treacle up here?
What's that?
Cow's
Oh,
treacle.
yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I just
You could
wondered.
do that in the kitchen, spread it on bread and eat
That's
it.
what my mother said as
Aye.
well. She's a piece in cow's treacle.
Is it different for ordinary treacle?
Well, no, it's just
Natural
it's just the
cooking.
same thing. It's just the same thing. But I've heard, not a big firm, and maybe your kids there are not getting much. Serving men slicing a turnip, splitting some treacle on it, the kids to feast on it.
And of course, by a turnip, you mean a Swede.
Aye.
Yeah, that's always an interesting bit of confusion with folk. Well,
Aye.
that's what I mean too.
Yes.
But and of course, in America, that's a rutabaga. So. But would you have rendered down the lard and well as well from the
No.
pig? The lard, all of
Well,
that, but
the same.
yeah.
Same fat. Do you know what that is?
No.
Well, that's the fat around the intestines. You know, you get the fat in the flesh, but same fat was the fat laid down in the intestines. And Mac and the mealy puddings is a bit there. Mealy puddings, the contents was oatmeal and onions and same fat.
Right.
Well, so it, in other words, that'd be the aye.
Why was it that particular fat? Was it?
Well, gold is the only fat. The fat in the flesh you can't use as fat in baking or cooking or anything like that, can you? You cook.
No, I suppose.
But
the
fat laid down in the intestines is
I never thought
fat.
Of that. I suppose not, right
no,
enough.
It comes in packets.
And that would be lumps of fat then.
Well,
no, it
was
flat
of fat.
All right. And they would have made mealy puddings then?
Mealy puddings, aye. Right.
And what would you have done with that? Buried it in the gurnal then?
Well, yes, the mealy puddings would be put in the gurnal to keep. But I had a neighbour who used to tell a story, and he had been a farmer too, Anyway, we had made mealy puddings anyway, and in the evening I would just get down, and he was at home, so I tied the pork with 12 mealy puddings in the in-law's door. he told me later that the book had quite insulating before he took his coat off.
That was right good, a Millie Pudding, though.
Yeah.
It's right good thing, a Millie Pudding.
Oh, yes, it's a... You get, well, you can't get the same for the butcher, the Patanians through the Mansour. Well, part of the Millie Homemade Millie Puddings was the bits of onion. Mm-hmm. You see, you get through it.